You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward.
Yes.
The Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast.
Ooh.
Thank God for what God is doing in this ministry.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want you to come out tonight and be with us.
Come on.
Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Minister Solomon Hayward will be the speaker tonight.
Yes.
Come on out and
Amen.
Be blessed at 8 o'clock. Amen. And then Friday night, 8 p.m.
Yes.
Evangelist. Amen. I'm sorry. Pastor Andre Smith.
Yes.
Will be speaking under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, 11:30, Prophet Michael, amen, Terry will be speaking.
Yes.
So come on out and be with us. Come on out and let the Lord bless you.
Yes.
Amen. And then on that Thursday and Friday night of next week, we're going to be in revival
Ooh.
With Evangelist Sheila Coffin. Two nights of revival.
My God.
Amen. So we're going to be praising God. We're going to be lifting up God. We're going to be giving God the glory.
Yes.
We're going to be giving God the honor. At Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center.
Amen.
1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Glad to be here today.
Yes.
Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. God has been so good. Bible say his mercy and do it forever.
Forever.
So I'm glad to be here. So glad with me today.
Amen.
Evangelist Sheila Cogtrin.
Yes.
She's going to be ministering under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. She loved this broadcast.
Ooh.
Looked like it's been prepared for her.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God has given a word for you.
It
and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these broadcasts. But God is blessing. Supernatural things are happening.
Yes, it is.
Amen. So I'm going to turn you into her hand. God bless you, Evangelist Sheila Coffin.
God bless you, Apostle. Oh,
yeah,
I'm telling you, you're
yeah.
talking about a woman of God that stands on faith, that stands on the word. I love my Apostle.
God
we love our
God
Apostle and Miracle Deliverance, and we
God
thank God
you.
For
thank
her.
You.
I'm telling you, thank God for the teaching. The Bible
yeah.
said, how can you preach without a preacher?
Hallelujah.
And I thank God that he placed her into
thank
our
you.
Lives.
Thank
I'm telling you. Oh, I thank God
oh,
for being here.
God.
You know me. I'm excited. This
Hallelujah.
Is the day that the Lord has
yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it regardless
oh, yeah.
of what's going on the outside.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to rejoice and be
yeah,
glad
God,
in
God,
it
God,
because
God.
The Bible says the joy of the Lord, oh my God, that's our strength and
yeah.
that's what we got to draw on. Oh my God, the joy of the Lord. Oh my God, I'm
yeah.
so excited about this word on today. I'm telling you, I want you to turn with me quickly to Colossians
yes.
the third chapter.
Oh,
turn
yeah.
with me quickly to Colossians the third chapter. Chapter. God told me it's time now that his people need to change their focus. I'm telling you, the Bible tells us, seek ye first the
yeah.
kingdom of heaven
yeah.
And his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of people are seeking a whole lot of things, but they're
thank
not
you,
seeking
Jesus.
The face of God.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, if you begin to seek the face of God, all other things will be added unto you.
Yes,
you're looking for that home. You're looking for that husband.
Okay.
You're looking for your life to be change. You're looking for your children to be changed. You better start seeking the face of
yes,
God.
Yes.
And then all of the things will be added unto you. Because I'm telling you, everything is going down. And we got to hold on to the horns of the altar. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
yes,
seek the face of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Colossians, the
thank
third
you,
chapter.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. And it said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seateth on the right hand of God.
Yeah.
How many of you know now that it's time to seek the things that's above? That's what God told me. You tell the people, it's time for us to change our focus.
Well,
our focus is on a whole lot of things.
Yes,
I know a lot of things is going on in this
yes,
world. I know your body may be racking with pain. I know the children may be acting picking up. I know the economy may be going down, but listen here. The Bible tells us, oh my God, in 1 Chronicles 29:15, that we're sojourners here. Our home is not here. Our home is up in heaven. And now we got to change our focus and realize, hallelujah, that we got to set our affections on things above where Jesus said. Come on, if you living to live in this world forever, everything the Bible said, heaven and earth gonna pass, but his word is gonna stand forever. And now it's time for you to hide yourself in the word. Hide yourself in the Lord, hallelujah, and set your affections on those things. And the verse 2 says, set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. Listen, a lot of people, they got their affections on the wrong thing. Oh my God, hallelujah. Oh my God, and where you set your affection at, that's where your heart is. And God wants to know today, are you seeking me? Who do you have on your mind? It's time to change your way of thinking. It's time to change your way of walking. It's time to change your way of talking. The Bible said, be ye holy. Oh my God, for he is holy. So it's time now that we seek the face of God and say, God, what you want me to do? How you want me to act? Where you want me to go, instead of going in your own way, because you feel like this, and because you feel like that. A lot of times you can't go on your own feelings. The Bible said, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be on the inside of your mind. So it's time for you now, oh my God, to change your focus, change the way that you're seeing things, change the way that you're living. Oh my God, and set your affections, oh my God, on things above. Oh my, I want you to turn with me. The Lord say, slide on over here, in this right here, slide on over here to Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 19th through the 21st verse. Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 19th through the 21st verse. And 19 said, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Oh my God, it's time for you now to stop laying up your treasures on here on earth, because as I told you what it said in Colossians, we're not here to stay. Our home is up in heaven. When Jesus left, he said, I go away and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there where you may be also. So you better stop sitting here, oh my God, trying to get the finest home, spending all your money on things that profit you nothing. Oh my God, these women trying to get these bodies, hallelujah. I gotta get me a summer body. You looking at these models trying to get you a summer body, trying to get you a BBL. But little do you know, that this body that we're living in, it's gonna return back to the dust. You better make sure that your soul have somewhere to stay. Oh my God, your spirit is going back to God that gave it to you. Your body is going back to the dust, but your soul, oh my God, is going to require a place where I'm going to stay at. Am I going to stay in eternity with God, or am I going to die and go to hell? Yes, hell is real. Oh, evangelist, here you go with that old hard message. But that's the job of the evangelist, to cry loud and spare not, and lift up my voice like a trumpet, and tell the people, it's time for you to come out. Come out from among them. Stop laying up your treasures here, on there, trying to get the finest home, trying to get the finest Gucci bag, trying to get the Michael Kors bag, trying to get the finest designer wear. That your soul, oh my God, is full of dead bones. You better change your way of thinking. You better change your focus. Oh my God, and lay your treasures up in heaven. Because look at here, all this temporary stuff is going to pass away. But I'm telling you, you better make sure that you have your home set on kingdom-minded things. Oh my God. Verse 20 said, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust nor corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Oh my God. You better lay lay your treasures up in heaven, huh? Because we got a lot of thieves here, huh? That we got the devil that's roaming, huh? Walking around like a roaring lion, huh? Trying to seek who he may devour, huh? But I'm telling you, if your treasures is stored up in heaven, huh? He can't come and steal it, huh? The moth can't come and eat it up, The rust can't take it away, Because my treasures is not here, on this temporal stuff, on these things of this world, But my treasures is up with God, hallelujah, and that's where it need to stay, Oh my God, some of you, hallelujah, you putting everything before God. The Bible says, seek ye first, not last, not second, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. You got your husband before God. You got your children before God. You got your job before God. You got your money before God. You got everything in the world before God. Oh my God. But the Bible said, seek ye first. If you seek him first, he's going to add everything unto you. That's why I'm telling you today, change your focus. Oh my God. And lay up your treasures up in heaven, baby. Lay it up in heaven, hallelujah. And verse 21 say, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So everything that you got on the inside of your heart, David said, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit down on the inside. Some of you know, hallelujah, they talk about, I need a heart transplant. Yeah, you need a heart transplant, because where your treasure is, there your heart is. Is your heart focused on God? God, God, how you want me to live? God, how you want me to talk? God, what you want me to do? Instead of you trying to worry about, oh my God, mama say, come here, and I got to go. The children say, oh baby, I need you. And there you go. You're come running, on. Trying to take That's care it. Of children. That's hallelujah. It. Your job say, hallelujah. No, you got to be on church on Sunday. Your job require you to be there on Sunday. The devil is a liar. Oh my God, you better fail not to assemble yourself in the house of God. Ever since COVID came, the devil had the people. Hallelujah. Don't want to come to the house of the Lord no more. We appreciate you and thank you for tuning in and listening in. But you better get up from there. Get rid of that slothful spirit. Get rid of that spirit of procrastination and get yourself into the house of God. My God. Because a lot of times you're going through this and that. Oh my God. And you wonder why you're so weak, busted, and disgusted. Because you're not going around the house of God, going where the saints, where you can draw strength from the saints. It's time now. You better lay your treasures up in heaven. I'm telling you, you better let go of all this stuff that's going around you. Let go of every time the devil brings to you some money on a new job. You're leaving the house of God just to get the money. Look here, that's where your treasure is. The Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. But you better set your affections on things above, not on things of this old world, because this thing of this world is going to pass away. Heaven and earth, the Bible said, it's going to pass away, but my word, it's going to stand forever, and that's what you better do. You better set your affections on things above. You better set your affections and get the mind of Christ. The Bible said, hallelujah. We got to be like Jesus. We got to get the mind of Jesus. The Bible said, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be on the inside of your mind. You didn't see Jesus around here trying to get the finest car, trying to get the big house and mansion, trying to get all the money in the bank, trying to go from job to job because they paying more money. You didn't see Jesus do that. But he had the will of the Father which is in heaven on his mind. And that's what you got to do today. You got to change your focus and make sure your focus, hallelujah, is on the things of God. The Bible said, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, that's what you got to think on. Stop thinking all this foolishness that's going around in this world. The president ain't doing this, the vice president ain't doing that, the legislator in the Congress ain't doing this or that. Don't you worry about what's going on, but you better set your affection on things above, not on the things that happen in this old world. Because this soon, this worldly system is going down. Oh, my God, but everything that's in God, that's the one that's going to stand. And you got to stand, stand, hallelujah. Stand there for with your line girded about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, having on the helmet of salvation, God, the breastplate of righteousness, God, the shield of faith, and the sword of the spirit. That's where you better be dressed up, my God, and lay your treasures up in heaven, because I'm telling you, this worldly system is soon coming down. You see the end time, it's coming soon, and you better make sure that you stand in a holy place. The Bible said, Jesus said, be ye holy, for I am holy. People don't want to talk about holiness no more. God, but like the old people used to say, it's holiness of hell. Hallelujah. And you better set your affection, on things that's above this world. Hallelujah. You can fly above, you can soar above everything that's going on in this worldly system, but set your affection, set your focus on things that's above. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about how you're feeling. Don't you worry about what's going on. Because hallelujah, God is going to take care of you. God told me, our apostle told us, if you take care of God's business, God's going to take care of yours. But what about you that's not out here, missing church, not paying your tithes, not giving to God, not serving God, don't have your affection set on him? What's going to happen to you? You're going to go down. Hallelujah. And who's going to pick you up? Jesus is going to pick you up. And he's going to say, I want you to stand. I want you to set your affection on me. Just like Peter did. When Peter, he said, when Jesus was walking on the water, he said, Master, bid me to come. And Jesus said, just one word, come. Come out from among them. Be ye separated and touch not the unclean thing. And he gonna be your God. And we're gonna be his people. It's time to change your focus. Change your focus on today. Change it. Hallelujah. Put on the spiritual eyes. Some of you need to start praying. God, anoint my eyes and let me see in the spirit. Let me see the devil when he come. Hallelujah. Anoint my ears and let me hear your voice. Because the Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. Oh my God, and listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Ecclesiastes, it tells us, let us, Ecclesiastes 12:13, it tells us, let us hear the conclusion to the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. This
hallelujah.
It's the whole duty of man. I didn't say it. Apostle didn't say it. Oh my God, the writer didn't say it. But God said it. So, my God, hallelujah. This is the whole duty of man. It's to fear God. The Bible said the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Some of you need wisdom that cometh from God. The Bible tells us, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given. Ask God for wisdom, Lord. Give me wisdom, knowledge and understanding. Oh my God, the Bible said, wisdom is a principal thing. But with all of that getting, you better get an understanding and understand the whole duty, what God wants you to do. And that's fear him, keep his commandments, live for him, and be standing in a holy place. But when the first trumpet sound and the dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. And we that remain are going to be caught up to meet him in the air. You better get prepared. Jesus told me to tell the people, I'm coming back, and it's time for you to be ready. Don't be getting ready. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. You better be like the wise. You better get the oil on the inside of you. What is the oil? That's the Holy Ghost. Oh my God, that's sealing us up until the day of redemption. You got to be sealed up under the Moshe. And that's what to make the difference. So you better set your affections on things above. Hallelujah. Because where your treasure is, oh my God, that thing that you love so much, that man that you love so much, them children that you love so much, that job that you love so much, oh my God, that car that you love so much, that home that you love so much, that's where your heart is. And Jesus wants you, like David said, oh God, create me a clean heart, renew the right spirit down on the inside. Oh my God, it's time for us to change our focus and get a heart transplant. My God, a heart, not what the world give.
That's right, that's it.
Because the world give, they want to cut you open and stitch you up. But Jesus, my heavenly Father, he ain't got to stitch you up. All you got to do is confess. Confess and repent and tell God, create me, Lord, a clean heart so that my treasures are set on things above, not on these things of this world, where the canker worm, where the locust worm, my God, the caterpillar can eat it all up. But you better set your affection on things above, because this world is soon to come down. It's coming down, and you might as well get ready. You better stand in a holy place because that's what God wants us to do. He said, be ye holy, holy unto the Lamb of God. You better be holy, not trying to get holy, not trying to walk holy. You better live holy. You better walk holy. You better do what God commands you to do, because there's no need of you saying, well, Lord, I prophesy in your name. I minister word in your name. You better get a relationship with the Father. So when you stand before him, he's going to know who you is. Not saying depart from me. You that work iniquity. But God, I prophesy. Prophecy is coming to an end. But God, I fed the hungry. That's coming to an end. Everything is coming to an end. But that concerneth the Father. And you better change your focus. And you better say, God, give me a kingdom mind. Let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be on the inside of my mind. That's what you better do today. And say, God, I'm sorry. Lord, I repent. I repent, God. I'm asking you to help me. Help me to change my focus and make sure that I'm making the right decisions. Stop making all these wrong decisions. And then you got to pay for it in the end. God, making decisions that's going to send your soul to hell. You better make sure, that your treasure, that your affection is in the right place at the right time. Because how many of you know it's all about timing now? You can't get out of timing with God. You better stay in the right time and let God's perfect will,
hallelujah,
be done in your life. It's time now. Saints, to come on. Come on into the house of God. Come on from out of there. You know your friend ain't living right. You know your family members ain't living right. You know they ain't acting right. Well, why not you come out from among them and be separated until God strengthen you. And then once you're strengthened, you can go back to them and minister a word unto them. And they're going to see the change that's in your life. God told me, tell the people, change your focus. God loves you so much. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus to die for your sins. And why die when you can live? Hallelujah. You better live and not die. Jesus made a better way for you, but he wants you to change your focus. How old you been wearing glasses all your life? Why not take off them old glasses and put on the spiritual glasses? Put on the spiritual eyeglasses of faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Change your focus on the day. Jesus loves you. It ain't nothing that you done did so bad that he can't forgive you for. It ain't nothing that he done did so bad that he can't change your direction. Why not do it on today? Change your focus. Set your affections on things things above, not on the things of this world. God bless you. Oh, to our
God
apostle.
Bless you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless
you. God for that.
Thank
word.
You, Lord.
Set your affections on things above.
Yes, Lord.
Not on things of the world. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The world got a lot of things that will take your attention.
Yes.
But God got better things in store for you.
Yes, Lord.
And don't you let the devil fool you.
Yes.
Don't you let the devil trick you. Amen. It's better things on God's side.
Yes.
Amen. That it is on the world's side.
Yes.
So you that need God, you need to cry out to him.
Ooh,
you need to seek him. You need to call on him.
Yes.
Call on him while he is near.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's not far.
Yes.
He's waiting for you. He's waiting to hear from you.
Yes.
He's waiting to hear your cry.
Yes.
He's waiting to hear your call.
Yes.
Call on him.
Ooh,
you that are not saved today.
Thank you.
I want you to tell Jesus,
thank you,
Jesus, I love you.
Ooh,
Jesus, I want you.
Hallelujah.
I need you right now. I love you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I need you to come into my life.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to come. I invite you into my life.
Thank
come
you.
Into my heart. Come into my mind. Come into my soul and change me.
Yes, Lord.
I want to be changed. I want to be delivered.
Oh,
I want to be set free.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I believe that your son Jesus died for
yes,
my sins and
yes.
rose that I may have life. And I receive him now
thank
into
you.
My heart.
Thank
I
you.
Receive him now
thank
into
you.
My life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then denounce Satan. Say
yes.
that I denounce you.
Yes, the blood of
you
Jesus.
Are not my leader any longer.
Yes.
I give myself to God. I give myself to Jesus.
Yes.
I let the Holy Ghost use me now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
And begin to thank him.
Thank you,
begin
Jesus.
To give him the glory. And begin to give him the honor.
Yes.
Amen. Go find you a church.
Yes.
Where you can praise God.
Yes.
Go find you a church where you can lift him up.
Amen.
And give him the glory.
Thank
hallelujah.
Lord.
Because he wants the glory.
Thank you,
you
Lord.
That are sick in your body.
Ooh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to God.
Jesus.
I pray right now.
Yes.
Father, you continue to touch them.
Yes, Lord.
We bind the enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
Satan, we bind you on
the
every
blood,
hand.
Jesus,
you have no right. You have no authority.
Yes.
We bind you up, Father. You said if two or three
yes.
touch and agree on anything. You said you would do it.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Touch and agree today.
Thank you,
you would set these people free.
Ooh,
give them deliverance in their body.
Thank
heal
God.
Them from every sickness, every disease,
yes,
and
Lord.
Every infirmity. Touch them
ooh,
from the
hallelujah.
Crown of their head to the sole of their feet.
Yes, Lord.
God, give them victory on every side.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them on every hand.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now begin to thank God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Begin to praise God.
Yes.
He said, by his stripes you are healed.
Healed.
It is already done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, touch those that need a financial miracle.
Yes, Lord.
Need a miracle in their home and in their life.
Yes,
their
Lord.
Children and their family. Touch them now.
Yes, Lord.
Bring them out now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
now,
Jesus.
Amen. Begin to thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Get
that's
up
right.
from there.
Come on.
And begin to praise him. Get
yes.
up from there.
Yes.
And give God the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Meet me tonight. Meet us tonight at Miracle Delivered Healing Revival Center 1500.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Northeast Florida Avenue
yes.
in Melbourne, Florida at 8 o'clock.
Come on.
Evangelist Sarita.
Minister amen. Solomon.
I'm sorry. Minister Solomon.
Yes, amen.
We'll be ministering.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. And then on Friday night, Pastor Andre
yes.
Smith will amen. Be ministering. You don't want to miss these
no,
two
sir.
Nights.
Amen.
And then on Sunday, Prophet ooh. Mike
yes.
will be preaching at 11:30. Don't
amen.
Miss it.
No, sir.
Then on next week, Thursday and Friday
ooh.
Night, Evangelist Sheila, the same woman
oh,
of God,
God
that preached today,
shot.
Will be having two nights of revival. You don't want to miss it.
No.
You want to come and be blessed.
Yes.
You want to come and be delivered.
Yes.
You want to come and give.
Yes.
You want to come and let God move for you,
thank you.
And open doors
ooh,
because he got doors that he can open for you.
Yes.
That nobody can close.
Oh, nobody.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is going to bless his people like never before.
Amen.
You ain't seen nothing yet
nothing.
Of what God got in store for us. When it's 26 is almost out, and God is still blessing in a mighty way.
Yes.
God is still moving in a mighty way.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Hallelujah. And he's going to move greater and greater in 2027.
Hallelujah.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Trust God. Yes. Believe God. Stand on the word of God. Get rid of that pride.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And let God do it for you.
That's right. Amen.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. From the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Thank you for letting God have his way.
Amen.
Amen. Because I know the word of God has been richly given to
Thank you.
You,
Lord.
And if you keep eating that word of God, you will be filled. God bless you.
God bless you. We love you.
We love you, and we are praying for you.
Yes, amen.
Oh, that God is with me, so I keep it on the side.